Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies and a high near 59 degrees. Breezy with the north wind gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. Tonight, areas of frost after 2 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 34. And on Friday, widespread frost, mainly before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 48. And in the news, on the same day, the Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature declined to take up Governor Tony Evers' call to allow a referendum on abortion. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson reiterated his call for voters to decide the legal and moral status of abortion. Democrats blasted Johnson's call for a referendum as disingenuous, but the move by the incumbent senator seeking a third term in November also shows a divide among Republicans on how to handle calls to change Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. That law went into effect when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June. Speaking Tuesday at a meeting of the Rotary Club of Milwaukee, Johnson said he favored what he called a one-time single-issue referendum to decide the question of the moral status of abortion. That, according to a report from WPR News. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel added that Johnson released a sample referendum question for Wisconsin's abortion law on Tuesday, the same day that the Republicans shot down an attempt from the Democratic governor to make such an initiative possible. Johnson himself did not support Governor Tony Evers' special session aimed at creating a pathway to amend the state's 1849 ban, calling the effort a political move by Democrats ahead of the November 8th midterms. Johnson said that voters are more concerned with crime, illegal immigration, and record high inflation, which appears to be the general outline for the Republican Party nationally in preparation for a pivotal November general election. Johnson's sample ballot aimed to answer the question, at what point does society have the responsibility to protect the life of an unborn child? It listed 10 options from banning abortion at the moment of conception to each month of pregnancy up until the 8th month, or never, an unborn child has no right to life. The ballot did not include options for exceptions, but the senator's office noted the proposal was just a sample, and such questions could be added. Johnson has said he supports abortion exceptions for instances of rape, incest, or when the life of the mother is in danger, the Journal Sentinel report added. A reminder to listeners that tonight at 6 p.m., a Vernon County Sheriff Candidate Forum will be held at the VFW in Viroqua. Current Deputy Sheriff Ray Torgerson, who is the Republican Party candidate, advanced after winning the spring primary and will be joined on the panel with independents Janice Turbin, Philip Welch, and Joe Keenan. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.